Sully sat silent. In the chapel, the organ was now playing something that didn't sound like a hymn, but just music. The recessional, he thought they called it, a musical way of telling the mourners to get lost. Get back, Jojo, your mom is waiting. Diefenbaker said there's memory, and then there's what you actually see in your mind. Like when you read a book by a really good author, and he describes a room and you see that room. I'll be mowing the lawn or sitting at our conference table listening to a presentation or reading a story to my grandson before putting him in bed or maybe even smooching with Mary on the sofa and boom, there's Malenfant, got him the lackney head with that wavy hair. You remember how his hair used to wave? Yeah. Ronnie Malenfant, always talking about the fucking this and the fucking that and the fucking other thing. Ethnic jokes for every occasion. And the poke. You remember that? Sure. Little leather poke he wore on his belt. He kept his cards in it. Two decks of bikes. Hey, we're going bitch hunting, boys. Nicola Point, who's up for it? And out they'd come. Yeah. You remember. Remember. But I see him, Sully. Right down to the white heads on his chin. I hear him. I can smell the fucking dope he smoked. But mostly, I see him. How he knocked her over and she was lying there on the ground, still shaking her fists at him, still running her mouth, stop it. And I couldn't believe it was going to happen. At first, I don't think Malenfant could believe it either. He just jabbed the bayonet at her a couple times to begin with, pricking her with the tip of it like the whole thing was a goof. Then he went and he did it. He stuck it in her. Fucking A, Sully. I mean, fucking A. She screamed and started jerking all around, and he had his feet, you remember, on either side of her, and the rest of them were running, Ralph Clemson and Mims, and I don't know who else. I always hated that little fuck Clemson, even worse than Malenfant, because at least Ronnie wasn't sneaky. With him, what you saw was what you got. Clemson was crazy and sneaky. I was scared to death, Sully, scared to fucking death. I knew I was supposed to put a stop to it, but I was afraid they'd scrag me if I tried all of them, all of you. Because at that precise moment, there was all you guys, and then there was me. Sherman, nothing against him. He went into that clearing where the copters came down like there was no tomorrow, but in that bill, I looked at him, and there was nothing there. He saved my life later on when we got ambushed, Sully said quietly. I know. Picked you up and carried you like fucking Superman. He had it in the clearing. He got it back on the trail, but in between, in the ville, nothing. In the ville, it was down to me. It was like I was the only grown-up, only I didn't feel like a grown-up. Sully didn't bother telling him to stop again. Diefenbaker meant to have his say. Nothing short of a punch in the mouth would stop him from having it. You remember how she screamed when he stuck it in? That old lady? And Malenfant standing over her and running his mouth, slope-head this and gook that and slant the other thing? Thank God for Slocum. He looked at me, and that made me do something. Except all I did was tell him to shoot. No. Sully thought, you didn't even do that, thief. You just nodded your head. If you're in court, they don't let you get away with shit like that. They make you speak out loud. They make you state it for the record.